This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hi, this is Beatrix with TMZ, breaking the biggest stories and celebrity and entertainment news. I have a lot of hot gossip to share today, and today's show is going to be female focused. So let's get into it. So Taylor Swift is on everyone's minds these days, and the world's favorite pop singer is still on tour, packing stadiums worldwide. Taylor is currently touring Europe, and one of our correspondents has been following the Swift buzz around the world. Our correspondent has reported that her long-term boyfriend, Travis Kelce, hasn't been seen in months, and word is spreading they are broken up. At TMZ, we have theorized Taylor has devoted herself to younger boys. Taylor has been spotted traveling the world with a group of young elementary boys she seems to keep close by. Word is that she is dating all of the boys. We were able to find one of the 10-year-old boys' social media account where he has been posting selfies with Taylor, expressing his undying love for his girlfriend, Taylor. Taylor has also been spotted sneaking her little boy toys into private parties and clubs, dancing and making out with her child lovers. Taylor also tweeted the other day, "No more breakup songs. I have found the true love of my life. Hot kids." And this recent trend is really spreading throughout her fan base of young girls and young adults. Swifties are undying and loyal to everything Taylor. Our team has noticed Swifties online or corresponding with their own proof of pedophilia, agreeing with Taylor that little boys are so much better than adult men. All right, hot news coming, guys. And we are the first to break this news. So we reported last year about Sofia Vergara divorcing from that tall, dark, handsome Magic Mike star. It was surprising news, as they have been very much in love. However, we got word on what really happened and have video proof. Videos have been leaked where Sofia is cucking her adult husband with underage boys of all ages, making her husband and her little boy lovers call her mommy. Sofia practically worships little boy penis in the video, telling her husband how little she cares about his penis as different underage boys rail her. Her husband didn't seem to be a willing participant in the humiliation, which is why we think there has been a divorce. And when we approached Sofia's manager about confirming all of this, they said, and I quote, "Yes, Sofia is a proud pedophile and is enjoying a life of freedom to fuck whatever child she wants." And speaking of sexually aggressive female pedophiles, Madam Web stars Dakota Johnson, and Sydney Sweeney were discovered to be beefing over one lucky 7-year-old boy. Sweeney was overheard talking about how obsessed she was with the little boy and was the first one to take his virginity and how he's special because he has an abnormally big penis for his age. Dakota seems to not care about spreading her devotion to the boy as well, posting on social media, quote, "Sydney might have taken his virginity, but I was the first one to give him a rim job." So we actually got hold of the little 7-year-old, and he told us when we asked him, who does he like better, Sydney or Dakota? He said he loves Sydney's big tits, but he also loves how Dakota makes out with his asshole. He couldn't choose. And if I were him, I wouldn't choose either. I'd go for both. And honestly, this is why I started this special web series for just female Hollywood gossip. Because ever since the age of consent has been removed, these female celebrities have seen children as a luxury, pretty much, and seem to do literally anything to satisfy their new hunger for child sex. And you know, it's not just the Hollywood starlets. We are finding the top internet influencers doing the same, exposing themselves as proud pedophiles and doing outrageous things for the sake of child cock. Recently, Twitch finally removed their rule of no nudity after governments worldwide legalized child sex. This has led to some very interesting streams from Twitch's top ladies. Top streamers like Amaranth, Morgpie, and Pokemon have been trying to outdo each other, vying for top view streams, coming up with more and more shocking ways to enjoy Little Boys Live for its Twitch viewers. We were able to see Amaranth really start the trend, giving a blowjob to preteens while playing video games live. Amaranth seemed pretty satisfied with little boy penis. And then, after Amaranth experienced a high jump of viewers after streaming, giving blowjobs with preteen boys that are her fans, Morgpie responded with going even younger. Amaranth had probably about 10 years old, was the youngest. Morgpie came back with a 6-year-old, having the 6-year-old sit on her lap while she played video games. And she would, you know, every now and then fondle his little cock and balls while she herself was topless. But then Pokemon, she had to put herself in the game and went even younger, bringing up a 5-year-old on her stream, giving her viewers the first view of her having sex for the first time with a young boy. Our Twitch correspondents have kept in the Twitch cycle of popular Twitch streamers, and they have reported that they really are seeing a trend in all the hot, most viewed Twitch streamers trying to outdo each other, vying for those top views. One of them started the trend of bouncing on little boy penis while live streaming. Amaranth really went and took it to another level, showing herself with her tongue deep inside a young child's ass. Morgpie also responded to the recent popularity of young boys being on streams, with her really digging into, for lack of better words, submissive slut things, like writing on her bare tits, "I am a pedophile slut," asking her young male lover to really fuck her mouth right there on live stream. It's really been a joy to watch these amateur streamers really get into pedophilia in front of our eyes. Our team has also seen an uptick of female pedophile content with some of the top OnlyFans models, like Mia Khalifa. If you don't know, Mia Khalifa is a porn star, very well known, Lebanese, Middle Eastern, beautiful woman who now only does little boy content within her loyal fans. You can find Mia Khalifa bending over a lot for little boy dick. Bella Thorne, another top OnlyFans model, a former Disney Channel star, is actually giving away free OnlyFans subscriptions to all underage boys. So if you're a boy underneath the age of 15, she said, go on over to OnlyFans, prove your age, and get a free subscription. Bella specializes in little boy jerk-off instructions, where she talks straight to the camera and tells little boys exactly what to do and how to masturbate. And of course, showing off her naked body for thousands, probably even millions, of little boys. We were actually surprised to see that the well-known internet influencer Belle Delphine put away cosplay because formerly she was very well-known for her erotic, teasing images of her in cosplay, because now she only makes child porn. You can find all of Belle's videos of her getting fucked by little boys of all ages on her OnlyFans. Now, back to Hollywood news. The Kardashians have recently joined the pedophile woman trend and are no longer paying attention to their husbands and devoting their attention to little boys. And to stay relevant, the Kardashians have started a new child porn series called The Kardashians Do Kids. Of course, the mother of the family, Kris, is producing this series, but she is known to join in on a few scenes. But mostly, you will see Kim Kardashian, Kendall, and Kylie doing a lot of twerking for little boys. Little boys sitting in chairs, or if they're that tiny, just simply standing up, and the big booty babes twerking right against these children, and then, of course, fucking them. Rumor has it that Kim prefers little boys in her ass. Kim apparently is a pedophile anal whore. Now, Margot Robbie recently announced she is spearheading a new Barbie movie called The Barbie Movie, Baby Ken, where Barbie and her doll friends turn all the Kens in Barbie world to child Ken dolls. Margot told the press that little boys were not represented in Hollywood movies properly yet, and how the Barbie franchise has a duty to express how women love boys. Margot says she cannot wait to portray pedophile Barbie. Now, Scarlett Johansson has been taking pedophilia to a whole nother level with method acting. Admittedly, she was unsure about starring with children and having sex scenes with them, so the starlet set to suburban America and went undercover as a middle school teacher for a semester for the sake of prowling her students and experiencing what it was like to really seduce a boy. The star mentioned to us that she learned a lot and confirmed she is never going back to adult men. And Scarlett was so inspired by the experience, she is producing a reality show of sorts where she details exactly how to seduce young boys, hidden cameras showing every step. And now, some really, it might shock you, it may not, Britney Spears did it again. She is a brand new mommy, and the father is a middle school boy. Britney has claimed this seventh grader as her husband and her one true lover. When asked if the little boy was excited to become a father, he told the press he didn't know, he was just excited to have sex. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard, but Marvel is coming out with a new Captain America-inspired theme that women are so pumped to see. Instead of Steve going into the pod to become a muscular Chris Evans Captain America, we're going to get a muscular preteen. Look at these pictures of the actor cast for the young Captain America, little and buff and oh so hot. The director has been able to confirm that he and Peggy Carter will have an X-rated scene in the movie, giving Hollywood more portrayal of the real sex that women want with boys that America wants to see. And it's also been confirmed that Hayley Atwell, who plays Peggy Carter, has already started an off-screen romance with the new actor. Peggy tells us it was love at first sight whenever she first saw his small, muscular physique. And now I have something very exciting to close the show with. So the buzz for boy-child love has spread so deeply into Hollywood that the first female pedophile nightclub opened up. And I had the pleasure of attending the opening night and was able to bring on scene reporting for you guys. So keep watching to hear my segment at the star-studded event. Hello, everyone. I am here at the first female pedophile nightclub called Boy Love. And who's allowed in here? Well, you have to be first a woman above 18 and no men allowed, but any boy under the age of 15 is allowed inside. No little girls, no men. Just adult women and little boys. And it's the opening night, so of course, all of the Hollywood starlets have shown up, and you can see over here on the red carpet, you are going to see a train of gorgeous women next to their dates who are half their size. First, I want to point out, here's Sydney Sweeney and Dakota Johnson. I will be reporting about how there's a beef between the two ladies, but they have somehow come together and are sharing their little boy lover together, brought him together to the nightclub. Love to see that. And there's Jenna Ortega with a very adorable 11-year-old boy. Wow. They look gorgeous together. Wow, even A-list celebrities. There's Salma Hayek in a gorgeous ball gown, literally holding a young child in her arms he's a baby. That is amazing. While she makes out with him for the cameras, I'm telling you, these women are in their prime with these little boys. Now I'm going to walk inside and give you guys an exclusive look of what's inside this female pedophile club. So, of course, it's Hollywood. It's a swanky, gorgeous place with the top decor. And look, they have trained little boys of all ages to be little strippers. You can see little boys on stripper poles inside cages, and the ladies are loving them. There's, of course, a dance floor, and you can see some of our favorite Hollywood actresses, influencers, music artists dancing with little boys, twerking, rubbing their hands all over each other. I mean, look at that. Look at that right there. You can see Salma has already made her way to the dance floor and is motorboating, bent over and motorboating her little boy. He can't be but, gosh, 5 years old. I mean, this is just like any other Hollywood nightclub, but you're going to see all pedophile women and all little boys. And I tell you, the air in here, it smells like female perfume and sex, and then a slight scent of a boy's locker room, which I'm sure is extremely erotic for these pedo women. And as I'm pointing the camera all around, you can see women making out with little boys sitting on celebrities' laps, getting to make out with some of the hottest women on this planet. You can see women hiking up their skirts, showing little boys what they're wearing underneath. Over there, you can see Scarlett Johansson flashing her tits for a group of little boy strippers. I mean, it is just oozing sex in this club. Now, I can't take the cameras back to the VIP lounges, but I will tell you, behind some of those closed doors are private rooms that these women and boys can reserve for some one-on-one time. And I also hear for a nice price, women can pay to take part in a gangbang where there's one lucky little boy who gets fucked by woman after woman. And I hear the room stays stuffed. So that's going to be it for now. Thank you so much for tuning into TMZ. I'm Beatrix, and I'm going to enjoy some of this boy love myself.